I want you to live a life of freedom. And too many believers are living way below the poverty line when it comes to freedom. There is nothing in the Bible about accepting Christ, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and then living in bondage. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 32, that, and I'm going to try to get these straight, 32 I believe is that the Son shall, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Have you ever stopped and wondered why treatment programs don't work? Have you ever stopped and wondered why I don't go somewhere for 30 days or 60 days or 6 months that doesn't have a spiritual significance through Jesus Christ and people keep going back? Because the root of the problem is never dealt with. You can do your 7 steps. You can do all kinds of stuff. And I'm not cursing that. Please understand. What I'm talking about is that the issue with everyone who doesn't know Jesus Christ is a sin problem. And without that sin being broken, and without the God coming into their lives and making them a new creation, they go back to what they know best. Anybody ever know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Be honest with me. How many have ever been to a treatment program? I did too. It was a baseball bat. It worked. And so we keep doing the same things over and over and over again, and we expect different results, and they don't happen. That is absolutely why you can incarcerate somebody and then come out exactly the same as they went in if they don't meet Jesus. Therefore, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. God doesn't do anything halfway. Your sin problem and the causes and whatever cause you want to use as a cause and effect of your life can never be managed by man's programs. There has to be an encounter with Jesus Christ. And most people resist that. People look at things and said, well, I can do it myself. I can manage it myself. What do you mean I'm an alcoholic? I only drink on Friday and Saturdays. Or I only do drugs a couple times a week. Or I'm only promiscuous once in a while. Not all the time. And there's a root problem of sin, because the Bible says that sin passed to everyone until that root problem is dealt with and the Son sets us free and we are justified in the name of Jesus. We are declared righteous. And I want to tell you something. God is the only one that can declare you righteous. Until that happens, there's problems. And so people go through all kinds of issues. They go through all kinds of things. And the Bible tells us that Jesus came to set us free from the bondage, the slavery of sin. But until that sin is broken by the blood of Jesus Christ, we're living a life still with no hope. Having a good day doesn't mean that you're free. Having a day when you don't drink or you don't take some drugs or you don't do something else doesn't mean you're free. Freedom is a life-changing issue that will last forever through Jesus Christ, and it's not a constant battle. It's coming, and yeah, there'll be a battle because the devil will try to get back in. He'll knock on your door. But I've learned one thing in my old age. I'm not going to be stupid enough to open it. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody stands outside your house and knocking on your door with a gun in their hand, I'm sure you're going to say, oh, come on in, just take the bullets out. The devil has one purpose. He's designed your life for defeat, and the only one that can give you victory is Jesus Christ. No matter how we look, no matter what we think. Turn with me to Romans 6, if you have your Bibles. Okay. I know drug, alcohol, and sex. I know that's a good thing, but how about a temper? Anybody got a temper? Anybody fly off the handle? Anybody willing to give somebody a piece of their mind? Have you discovered you don't have much left? It's out of character for us as Christians to walk around angry.
That's right.
Love the way you're shouting. Anybody believe me? It's out of character.
Yep.
We're supposed to be conformed to the image of Christ.
Amen.
Do you know who Jesus got mad at?
No.
The religions.
Mm-hmm.
Lowell Lunsford preached one time, Jesus never had an angry moment, so I had to find it. The Bible says in Mark that he looked around them with anger after he had healed the man with the withered hand. He doesn't want you a slave to your emotions.
Amen.
How about you hear something and you just can't wait to tell somebody? Then you tell them, I already told you more than I heard. You see, there are a lot of things we don't want to deal with. Because we think that's our nature. You have a new nature.
Amen.
Your new nature is not serving the devil.
Amen.
Your new nature is glorifying Jesus.
Amen.
Living for Christ. Being free from the things of the old life. If any man be in Christ, anyone be in Christ, they're a new creation.
Amen.
You're not who you were when you were serving the devil.
Amen.
Amen? We need to remember that. God's grace is powerful enough to break any attachment with sin that we have. Love the way you're shouting. Thank you. Romans 6:16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that through you, though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves or servants of righteousness. Say this with me.
I am no longer
a slave to sin
or Satan.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We need to remember that. I like what Kirk said this morning. First time ever I heard him say something good. Man, I'm excited. I'm absolutely excited. When you say yes to God, say yes.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
It's not hard to say no to the devil. Say no once.
No.
Boy, you're not too emphatic. Say no.
No.
So when Satan comes with his temptations, I know none of you have this, so I'm just preaching to me. When Satan comes with his temptations, it's a lot easier to say no when we've said yes to God.
Amen.
Romans 5, 8 through 10. How many have ever felt God never loved you? How many have ever felt when you were sinning God didn't love you? Really? Listen to this. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, make sense? God died for us. He demonstrating his love toward us while we were sinners, he died. Look at me. None of you were born righteous. You were born again righteous. But the Bible said that sin passed from Adam to all. But God's grace and God's mercy comes to all. So God is knocking on your heart's door, wanting to come in. And when you let him in, he is Roto-Rooter. Through the Holy Spirit, he just starts cleaning. It's not our job as a church to clean you up. Hello, I love the way you're shouting. Well, that's your responsibility, Pastor. You got to get me to heaven. Baloney. Jesus does.
Amen.
I ain't he. And if you know me, you know that pretty well. The job of the church is to train you in the Word of God and equip you to do the work of the ministry and bring the body of Christ to unity. We cannot make the choice with you. Oh yeah, I can. I forgot, I can. You come in and bring a rope, and I'll tie you in my office and let you out in time for church. Tie you back up afterwards, and you probably won't sin too much. Any volunteers? No. But God can empower you through your Holy Spirit to live in freedom.
Amen.
And that's what he wants to do. He desires that you come to him. Oh, that was good too, Kirk. Who do you belong to?
Jesus Christ.
Who do you belong to?
Jesus Christ.
Are you his?
Yeah.
So could you say, I'm yours? I don't want you.
Yeah.
Somebody came to me a while back and said, Pastor, will you marry me? I said, no, I'm already. When you told God, I am yours, were you telling the truth?
Yes.
Everybody?
Yes.
If you were telling the truth, wave at me. Yeah. That's good. Because when you're His, you've given Him charge of your life. And at times that can be a struggle. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God loved you when you were still out there sinning. Fact is, He loved you knowing the whole plan for your life when you were born. He loved you when you were in your mother's womb. And I want to tell you something that may shock you. He loves people that have just totally ruined their lives through sin as much as He loves us. So don't ever look at somebody and say, how can that person be saved? They may be looking at you and say, how can you be saved? Come on. It's true. We were reconciled to the Father. We were brought into a relationship, and we're going to talk about this a little later. We were brought into a relationship with God the Father through His Son. I've noticed something, and it's just kind of interesting, because there's kind of a move in America to take Jesus out of the equation. You can go to church and you can pray, or you can do this, or you can do that, but just don't mention Jesus. We get to the Father through Jesus. How many believe that?
Yes, sir.
One mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. But if Jesus is taken out, how do you get to the Father? Without Christ, you and I have no access. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said, and no one comes to the Father except what?
Through me.
Now, I want to tell you something. I love my country. I appreciate America. I just don't like what I see sometimes. But this country, this nation, under the leadership of whoever, can never take Jesus out of your heart or out of your mind.
That's right. Amen.
I want you to know that. Regardless of what they're doing and regardless of what they're saying, they can never make us deny Jesus. They can beat you. They can put your physical body in pain. They can do a lot of stuff. But in Christ is solidified in our hearts, that's where He's going to stay.
Amen.
I won't bow, I won't bend, and I'm not going to burn. I want you to understand that. It's okay to talk about everybody but Jesus. You, through Christ, have been liberated from the power and the punishment of sin. As the Holy Spirit's leading you and you're walking with Jesus, you can look people in the eye and you can tell them, I'm not going to hell. I'm not going. I'm not going. Why? Because I chose Jesus. Jesus is more than fire insurance. Jesus is life.
Yes. Right.
Jesus is empowering. Jesus has taken our lives that were on the block of sin, and He shaped us and He molded us and He made us vessels of honor. According to 2 Timothy, as we walk with Him, we are now vessels of honor qualified by Jesus Christ for good works. I'm going to go a little deep. Hang on. We are delivered from the condemnation of Mosaic law. Do you understand what I'm saying? The one thing about the law is it could make you aware of your sin. Okay? How many has ever been aware of your sin? How many are sick of being aware of your sin? How many of you make up some sin so you could just feel guilty? The Mosaic law would point to the fact that we broke the law, but it could do nothing to deal with it. Let me illustrate. It's like going to someone in the medical profession and they can diagnose your problem, but there's no help for it. The law could diagnose what you were doing wrong, but it could not fix it. So Jesus comes to fix what the law pointed out. Now, here's the problem. Some people can't get away from living the law. I had somebody tell me a while back, well, I want to know exactly what my sin is, and that's why I want to live by the law. I want to know who can deal with what the law pointed out. That's why I live for Jesus. The law brought a ceremonial thing that God designed, but is now through to people. And I want to tell you something. You cannot look at Christ and just have a ceremonial plan to fix everything. Natives, traditional ceremonies don't do anything spiritually except bring confusion and bondage. You may say, but I like this. Why? Most of our churches have gone to ceremonies. And the Bible says there's coming a time when there'll be a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power. We're there. If you're walking into church just because you want to feel good, you're going the wrong place. The ceremonies of the Christian religion are meaningless. Without a full, complete commitment to the Holy Spirit who wants to come in and glorify Jesus, and Jesus broke the power of the ceremonies. Now, you may not like this. You're not going to go to heaven by going back to the Jewish ceremonies. Boy, I love the way you're shouting. You're going to go home today and you're going to say, what in the world was Pastor preaching? You're not going to heaven by celebrating Passover. Jesus was the Passover lamb. We celebrate the crucifixion and the resurrection.
Amen.
A lot of people celebrate the day of Pentecost. They never experience it. Yeah, June 14th or June whatever it is. That's the day of Pentecost. Well, when did you get baptized in the Holy Spirit? What do you mean? That had nothing to do with Pentecost. Though amazingly nice, have no power. Look at me. There's nothing wrong with singing the Jewish songs. Love some of the Jewish music. But if you were saved through the Jewish programs, Jesus wouldn't have had to die. Amen or oh me? True. Did you know something? You're already Jewish. How many know they're Jewish? The Bible says he is not a Jew who's circumcised outwardly. He's a Jew who's circumcised of the heart. Are we okay?
Yes, sir.
I know it's bad, but... I wrote all this out, and there's some stuff here I just don't want to miss. Freedom. I got two more things, or three or four, I don't know. I told you I'd preach all day. Freedom from condemnation and guilt. Freedom from condemnation and guilt. So I just started doing a little study and started looking back and finding out what all this meant. Because we did not receive condemnation and guilt from God. There is no condemnation. That word means judgment. Guilt, hear this now, please. The word guilt means ensnared or bound, deserving of punishment or death. And much of the body of Christ carries guilt. Are you really deserving of death? After you come to Christ? Maybe before. Do we really understand what we're bringing into our minds and bodies? Condemnation means to accept or pass judgment. If you break that down, it means sentencing someone to hell. Have we allowed the devil to come in with condemnation and sentence us to hell? Therefore, now there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Okay, look at me. Every single one of you. For the last time in your life, take 2 seconds, 5 seconds, and think of the worst thing that you've ever done. Give it to Christ, let it go, because the condemnation and guilt's broken. You maybe abandoned your kids. You maybe ran out on somebody. You maybe did this or did that. You may threw away a life because of drugs and alcohol. It's time to let it go.
Amen.
It's time to walk in freedom. You're no longer a slave. Quit living like one.
Right.
Your mind is no longer tuned to the things of the world. It's tuned to the things of God. Let God have it. Let peace come. Let joy and righteousness fill your thoughts. Let it go.
Amen.
I'm not done. But if you have the courage and you're fighting some guilt and condemnation from the past, I want you to stand. Right now. Just right now. All over this place. How many more? How many more? Okay, if you're sitting, I don't want you coming to me and say, Pastor, I feel condemnation today. I'll say, enjoy it. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus right now, we bind every lie, every deception, everything from the devil who's bringing guilt and condemnation and bondage in these people's lives, and we set them free.
Yes,
right now, yes. Raise your hands and give Jesus a shout of victory and tell him I'm free. I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm free to live. I'm free to love. I'm free to walk. I'm free to give. I'm free to be.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. We tolerate things on earth that's not tolerated in heaven. How many understand that?
Yes, sir.
We tolerate things of Satan that cannot even enter the kingdom of God in heaven. And it's time we live like kingdom kids.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Freedom from the spirit of bondage. He no longer gives us the spirit of bondage, but the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The word adoption means God takes us as one of his children. He identifies us as one of his children. Bondage means slavery. He doesn't give us the spirit of a slave. He gives us the spirit of the free son.
Yes, sir.
He identifies with us as his children. Now, don't ever look at him and say, well, you had to do that. No, he didn't. He chose to do it. He chose to call you his children. He chose to adopt you into our family. How do I know that? Well, number one, Jesus died. That's kind of a good reason. But number two, he sent the Holy Spirit that made us aware of how much he loves us, made us aware of our sin, and brought us to Christ so we could be washed in the blood. Isn't it great to be hated that much? You look at me, what are you talking about? Pretty amazing that God hates us so much that he did that for us. As God's children, and I'm done. He invites us in Hebrews 4 and he invites us in Hebrews 10 to come confidently into his presence. Anytime, any day, any hour, that you want to come. Come boldly before the throne of grace that you may receive grace and help in time of need. Having the boldness, the confidence to come a new way through the veil, the body of Christ. This is Freedom Sunday. You may be sick this morning. You may have some physical issues. You may have some financial issues. You may look at life as a failure, and you're a failure. You're unqualified. How in the world can God use you? None of you are unqualified. Jesus qualifies us.
Amen.
I'm closing with this. Seth, come here. Bring your friend with you. One on each side. Both these guys, do you have a tough life? Yeah. You perfect now? You look around, you got two guys standing with me, so you wouldn't have to stand by yourself. If you're fighting a battle with sin or sickness or habits, anger, gossip, whatever it might be, I'm not telling you to come forward. I got these guys up here so you can see these guys got the smarts not to say no to Pastor. He said, I didn't know that was an option. At COC, they call us a church, but we're a family.
Amen.
We love you. We appreciate everyone. We just want the best that God has for you.